TFM 88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM 99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana Natchez Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Only talking about people. No, I'm preaching what God said. If you got a word, if you got a problem with what I'm saying, you got a problem with what God has already said. God told Joshua, "Have I not commanded you? Have I commanded you? What have God commanded us? Have I not commanded you?" In other words, God has given us a mandate. Are pastors and preachers and teachers and believers, and this mandate is not optional. We are compelled to do and preach what God have called us to preach and say. It's not an option. God has set the order, and his order must be carried out. For I'm reminded, he said, before my word fail, heaven and earth will. That's what he said. My brothers and sisters, an order is like a it being in the military service. When the commander in chief gives an order, that order goes down through the ranks, and that order must be carried out. I don't care whether you like it or not, it has to be carried out, because there's authority behind the order. There's authority behind the order. God set the order. And there's authority behind the order. When we start bucking against the authority, we're bucking against the order. My brothers and sisters, there are many today who are in the world who are fighting against God's order. God has given us an order, and that order is written in his word. And his will and his desire will be done. Secondly, God told Joshua to be courageous, not being deterred by danger or pain, but just be brave. Be courageous, Joshua. Don't be deterred by the danger that comes across your path, nor the pain that you may experience in life. I need you to be brave. I need you to hold on. Don't give up. Don't wave the white flag. Don't throw in the towel. Don't abandon the ship. I need you to be brave. This was a call of courage, Antioch. In other words, God was telling Joshua, don't be frightened of what's about to happen. For God knew the ability and strength he had placed in Joshua, and God knows the abilities and strength he has placed in each and every one of us. Sickness come. Lord says, I've got you covered. Don't be afraid, because that's all the enemy wants to do. But when you have the word of God, that enemy backs up, because his power is not greater than God's power. God revealed his ability that he had placed upon Joshua based on the promise of his presence being with Joshua. And God has revealed his ability and his presence in your life as well. Jesus did say, lo, I am with you always. That's saying I'm with you. Whatever you are going through, your sickness, your disease, your mishaps, your upsets, all of the things that are occurring in the world, the Lord says, I'm with you. For greater is he that's in than he that's in the Lord is with us. He's standing by us. He's going before us. He's on our side. He's representing us. And that's a great thing to have. That's a great, great thing to have. The promise that God made did not minimize the task that Joshua would face. For Joshua would encounter giants and fortified cities, but God's presence would make all the difference in every encounter that he would have. And that's the same thing for you and I. No matter how difficult it is, God says, I've got your back. I've got you covered. No matter how difficult it looks, no matter how troublesome it may feel, I've got your back. I'm reminded what David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. When you got God on your side, you don't have to fear anything. For the Lord is with us. My brothers and sisters, I am sure Joshua probably had times in his life when he felt weak. I'm sure there were times when Joshua felt inadequate and frightened. And God knew all about his feelings of personal weakness and his fears. That's why God told Joshua 3 times, be strong and courageous. God is telling us today, don't worry about what's happening. I just need you to be strong. I need you to be courageous. I need you to buff up. I need you to strengthen yourself. I need you to fortify yourself, because the stuff is going to come. It's coming, because the enemy does not like what you're doing. And the closer you get to God, the more he begins to fight. But the more he fights, the more we have a word to fight against him. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper when we have the word of God right at our very hand. Today, we have God's word reinforcing our lives. Here is why. This virus that we are facing today has caused many people, many of God's people, to be frightened. And because they are frightened, many have stopped coming to church. And when you stop coming to church, it allowed the enemy to gain a foothold within your life. And now on Sunday, many have decided to sleep in on Sunday, take a walk in the park, or even catch up with the yard work around the house. And while they are doing these things, we've forgotten about the Lord's Day being a holy day unto the Lord. And because we have forgotten, the church suffers, because it causes our tithes, oops, there it is, our tithes and our offering to start going to other places. Can I ask you where your tithes are going? And is your tithes going to other places? How about that new car you bought? How about that vacation you'll take? Have your tithes and your offerings start going to other places? Because we've forgotten that this is a holy day. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. I'm building not a building, but I'm building you. But in order for me to build you, you need the word in you so that you can grow in strength. For the word strengthens you in the midst of all of the things that will occur in life. When you have a word, you can stand even in the midst of a fiery furnace and know that the Lord is with you. My brothers and sisters, because the church has been hit by a virus, it causes witnessing ministries to be impacted and missionary work to stop, as well as our benevolence, are now weakened by a virus we can't even see. My brothers and sisters, God urged Joshua not to be frightened or discouraged. And my appeal to you is, don't let COVID stop you from coming to worship the Lord. Don't let COVID stop you from coming to worship the Lord. The Lord got us covered. For all churches are taking precaution with mask mandates and temperature checks as they enter services. The Lord says, I've got you covered. You know how he covers us, just like he covered the children of Israel. From the death angel. COVID, Bruce, is a death angel. It wants to kill folks. COVID wants to stop progress. But the Lord says, let COVID come, because I've already covered you with the blood. And if I've covered you with the blood, no hurt, no harm, no danger will come against you. When you're covered with the blood, COVID can't touch you. It can be all around you. It can be right in your face. But if you are covered with the blood, the Lord says, I've got a mask that this covenant cannot break through. I've got a mask that this covenant cannot handle. I've got a mask that will protect you and keep you, restore you, redeem you, reconcile you. I've got a mask that will ultimately save you, but you've got to understand who that mask is. His name is Jesus, the Son of the living God, who came in the fullness of time. His name is Jesus, who is our water when we are thirsty. He is our food when we are hungry. His name is Jesus, the Lamb of God slain from the very foundation of the world. His name is Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. His name is Jesus, our way out of no way, our rock in a weary land. His name is Jesus. He is our way straight into the Father's place, or the Father's house. God, my brothers and sisters, promised Joshua an assurance that his power and his presence were sufficient to last a lifetime. And the Lord is promising you something, that his salvation is a guarantee. If you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Lord says, I've got an assurance for you. Do you believe the word of God? For the word of God is mighty in our life. And when you trust the Lord and do what the Lord has called you to do. But Pastor, you don't know my story. But I know one who knows everybody's story. And ain't nobody in this world perfect. But there was only one man, the Son of the living God, who could claim being perfect. He was the ideal man who came into this world and suffered and died for my stuff and your stuff, my transgression and your transgression, my sins and your sin. His name is Jesus, who carried all of our stuff on the cross. And then he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus carried us right before the Father. And the Father says, I've got this. I'm handling this. And as I close, my brothers and sisters, as believers, we can be encouraged by the same three assurances. First, be strong and of good courage. Secondly, do not be afraid nor be dismayed. And third, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That should be a shout. That the Lord has given us the assurance, no matter what come, no matter what happened, the Lord says, I am with you, for the Lord is with you. He has placed his mark of protection upon you, and because of that, no weapons formed against you shall prosper, for COVID can't stop the church. The doors of the church are open. Thank you. If you're here today,